We are on Daf Tzadik Gimel Amid Beit. In the middle, a little bit before the middle of the Amid, Reisha Bekivsha. Here it's speaking about, what does Rashi say? Ha-Roish, he wants to take the Roish of a Behemoth. She-Roitzin Lohosir Saroi, he wants to remove the Seyer from the Roish. So the Seder is noisnin all of Mayim. First you make it wet. Umatminin oisoi beremet. And then you put it in hot coals, hot ashes. And it seems this procedure helps get rid of the Saret. Kivsha hatmone. That means you matmin the reish in the remet. And this should, so what you want to accomplish is that it should cinch off the hair. That's what you want to do. But there's another problem over here. There's a problem we'll see with the Krum Shel Moyach. That what's going to be, will this be Shoyev the Dam? That means will you be able to accomplish two things? So we'll see perhaps Klover and the Ram. What will this, the remit, will it be shoyev the dam or not? So reisha bekivsha, if you take the reish of the behemoth, you put it, you tamen it in remit, and have ashes, and have coals. Oisvei abeis hashchitim. So if you place the reish that the beis hashchitim is facing downwards, towards the Beis HaShchita is facing downward towards the remet. So Memele, so that's Gevaldik. So then it'll be Shoyev, Dayev Domo. So then the Dam will be Nishav from the remet and it'll be good. Bishari, it's Mutta. So you kill two birds with one stone, as you took, got rid of the hair, and also the dam will not ask. What if you put the roish on the side? It means you place it on the side of the remet. It's on the side of the roish is laying on the remet. So you don't have a place that will be shoyev the dam to is mikpa kofi. So then the dam will coagulate. So you have, it won't be shoyev the dam because there's no mokim that's going to be moitzi the dam. But also, then that's also. So the reish will be also. Oisvei anechire, what if you place the animal on its nose, not on the base hashchite, not on the side, but the nose is in the remet. So it seems the blood from the roish can run out through the nose. But we're afraid of something else. We're afraid maybe the nose will get stuffed. That's what we're afraid of. Dots bei midis, if you stick something into the nostrils of the behemoth to ensure that it shouldn't get stuffed, Shori, viloi also. But if you didn't stick anything in, so I can't rely that the dam will run out through the nose. Ikeda amri, others say, anechirei vabeis hashchite doiv. The nose is no problem. You don't have to worry about the nose getting stuffed. And you put it that the nose is down on the remet, that's also good. At stodim, but if you place the head of the behemoth on the stodim, so before we said it's sicha also because there's no place for the dam to go out. Idots bei midi shari, if you'll puncture the skull, you'll puncture the skull of the behemoth, so now there'll be a place. That nekeb, this is placed on the remet. The memela, we have a place for the dam to run out. Before we'll see Rashi in the Ran, there's a picture in Sichas Chulin, so we'll understand perhaps a little better, but we're speaking about Sichas Chulin. Page Tak Yud Dalet. We have here three pictures on the bottom. We have here, so if you put it on the base Hashchita, you put it on the base Hashchita, so the head is, here's the coals, and you put it on the base Hashchita, so it runs down. You put it on the middle picture, you put it on the side, so it also. And if you put it on the nose and you stick something into the nose, so then it'll go through the nose from the mayach and it's mutter. That's the three halachos. Now let us see Rashi. Ois ve'abeis ha'shchita, she'beis ha'shchita milamato, it's facing down, da'yiv domo, derech achtach b'shape domi, at dodim, Al-Lachoyo, on the sides of the face, on the cheeks. Mikve kofi domo, besoichei ba'oso. Kofi, k'moi uch gvino, tak p'yeni. It gets hardened. Yisa broche es, where Rashi is being a posik tohim, kofu sohim eis b'lev yom, why does Rashi have to go to a posik in Iyuf, there's a posik in Kumash, okay. Oisvei anechirei, Nikve achoit mulamato, dotzvei benekev achoitim midi shelo yisosim. That's it. Before we see Tosfos, let us just see the Ran. And daf lamed aleph amud beis. Lamed aleph amud beis, bedaf yarif. The Dibur HaMaschul of the Ran is V'kosvu B'Tosfos. Next to the last Dibur HaMaschul. Just let's learn a little bit, because we'll see this a very interesting machlokes over here, pshat in the Gemara. We don't have this Tosfos, Agavulche, but the Ran brings down from Tosfos. V'kosvu B'Tosfos, T'chi amrinen b'reishe b'kivshe d'italia b'shchite meidev daye b'shori. Now let's just give a shtickel akdome. Tosfos had a tremendous problem. We had, the Gimel Amud Aleph, Shitas HaTosfos is that by tzli you need chituch also. The difference, by tzli you need chituch. But without chituch, tzli doesn't work. That's Shitas HaTosfos. And yesterday we learned Rashi, others said Tosfos is Rashi, also is like that, Rashi is a machlokes. Now Tosfos had a tremendous problem over here. We're speaking about the krum of the moyach, that's what we're bothered about, that has blood vessels. And we learned that the krum has his osar al stam. Now, we just went and took the head off and stuck the head in remet, and we were hoping for the best, that the remets will be shoyim the dam. But according to Tosfos, you need chituch. You have to be chituch the by tzli, you also need chituch. You have to make slices in the krum. Not making slices in the krum. You're just sticking it. Good, you're sticking it over the hot ashes and pouncing. How does it work? They said a tremendous problem in Agamala. So now, so kosva be Tosfos. The chi amrinen bereisha bekivsha. If you take the rosh, and you time in the rosh, the Italia abei shchite made of daye v'shori, tavke v'sha'osa kein lahosir es aseyer bovat. We're speaking about, it's not there too long. He's only putting it there to get rid of the seyer. Avosom emele, the small amount of time, which is needed, and we'll see that it's a matter of time, and he's not roasting the rosh. If he wants to roast the rosh, forget about it. So then the tzli is not sufficient to be shoyim all the dam. He's not roasting the rosh.
He just wanted it should be in the remit just to singe the hair. So let us say for practical purposes, let's say roasting takes 30 minutes and singeing takes 5 minutes. So for, he's putting it there for 5 minutes to singe the hair. No, these 5 minutes can also be mekalkal a little bit. Because lemaise, you have heat here and it could be mekalkal. So for these 5 minutes, I can be soimach that whatever will happen in these 5 minutes, the dam that'll come out in these 5 minutes, that I can be soimach that if the base hashchit is on the remet, it will be shoyif that dam and finished. But if you're gonna make it there for 30 minutes, forget about it. Then the zikr will not help, because shitas ha'tosfos is that by tli you can only, tli only helps if you're chaytech the dover sheyesh by dam. Here they didn't go into they didn't go into the moyach and they didn't cut the krum shamayach. That's what Taran says. Dav kibisha osa kain lohoser es aseyo bilvat. Avo litza loisoi. V'cholin yin osa. But to roast it, you can't do it like this. V'ze kipidas rabbeinu Yitzchak zal. Shekosavnu lemailo. V'yos d'boso sheyesh b'chutim. Tzorich chaticho afilu litzli. You need chaticho for tzli. So therefore, Tosfos learned our whole sugya is speaking about lahoser aseyo, and for that, it will be mekalkal these 5 minutes. V'kiv zokter anvaita. No, that's shitas Rabbeinu Yitzchak. Obo v'kiv shekevar pirashdu lemailo she'ein chutim tzrichin chaticha letzli. I said before, not like Tosfos. That by tzli you don't need chitoch. Hochinami, apo pi sheyesh dam bechutei amoyach, kol heicho de beis shchita letachas, ap letzli shori, as long as the beis shchita is lemato, and you have a place for the dam to drain, so it's muta. Umistavronam, so memelis, now we have 2 mahalchim in the Gemara. According to Tosfos, speaking about a 5-minute affair, and for these 5 minutes, you need to place it only that the Beis HaShchita Lamato. If you put it for 5 minutes, I'll start off, it's also. According to the Ran, we're speaking about you want to roast the head. So, and that it says, so this is a 30-minute affair. And that it says that you should put it on the Beis HaShchita, and for 30 minutes, start off is also. Zok the Ran, umistavre nami. The lahoser asaseyo b'chut. So what if he only wants to put it for 5 minutes? The way I learn shat in the Gemara, afilu ois ve'yatzodim shori. So if you put it on the tzodim, it'll also be muta. The laimashi le'kuliha. You're not holding it there for a long period of time. U'b'shiyel mu'at kozeh for 5 minutes. Ein adam hoylech mimokim lemokim. Vafilu doi put, and afilu will go a little bit, I may melicha nothing. Period. That's a negi alone. So the Ran says, two kulis can I get Tosfos. According to Tosfos, al beis hashchita, it only helps for meliga to take off the hair. And that's only the beis hashchita, and not on the tzodik. For tviya, if you want to roast it, forget about it. You can't roast it, period. That she does not taste with. The Ran says, Paket Agamar speaking about tviya, and he says, I personally hold that for Maligia, for this 5-minute affair, there's no problem whatsoever. Now, there's a shtikel hora from Rashi. Rashi, the many Rishonim want to say that Rashi is chaylik on Tosfos. And Rashi holds that a filler for tzliya, it's you don't need chitoch. But Rashi says, "Ksheroitzim lohosir sarei nois namolav maimat mi noisim beremetz." But Rashi also says it's speaking about lohosir sarei. Now, why did Rashi have to say this? So it could be that Rashi held Rashi is chaylik on the kul of the rabbi. If the Rashi would say, Stodim is Osir Afilu for Maligah. So that's why it could be Rashi mentioned Maliga to tell me that Stodim is also. Now let us see Taisvis. Reisha Bekivsha. Yesh Shenoisnim Talnagoilis Bemayim Acha Shchite. They take a Talnagoilis. Betoinim Oisa Beremet Lahosera Noitze. Now Taisvis Lishitosi, now that we learned Taram, so Taisvis learned the whole Sugya speaking about Lahosera Noitze. But Lahosera Noitze, we also have directions how to place the Roish, the Bakim Shchite, the Zechira. They put it beremet. Av al gav de bereisha bekivsha. Lo shari helaych de ois vea nechirei. And here it seems they take the Talnagoilis and they put the Talnagoilis in any position. So that's a shtickle problematic. The Taisvi says, Hainu mishum de biyesh barosh at some ice harbor, there's a lot of bones in there. Udvorim hamaakvim es adam milotze. So there you have to, apilu by maliga, you have to make it in the proper position that the dam will run out. Avu betan negoyle sa'esh mishav shoev dom. So the Taz and Simon Samaches says, what's the mile of a town negoyle? It means by a rosh of a behemoth, you have bones there, and it's not kosher. So there, it has to be placed in a certain position. A talnagoilus is rach, so whatever position you put it in, says nishkefelech, so memela, it'll be good. Ubahad kosov, haiman de matvireshe. The Bahad seems to learn that it's speaking about he's roasting the Rosh. Hayman de matvi reishe, zorech lasnuchei lebeis hashchita mitatoi. So he has to be careful to put the beis hashchita on the bottom, facing the remet. Ki heichid in idiv doma. Vi ishtalei. What if he forgot? He didn't place it properly. Vahofchei, and he put it, or vahofchei, and he turned it over on the side. Moikro hu da osar ba'achile. So the Bahag says, the moyach is osar ba'achile. The reisha guf is shori. The moyach is osar, but the rosh is mutter. Mashme. So from the Bahag would seem not like Taisvis, that there's a whole problem in the whole rosh, because this mole atzomis, yesh barosh atzomis halbe. That's the problem of the rosh. From the Bahag, it would seem, so then it would be a problem in the whole Rosh, Lav Davkin, the Moyach. From the Bahag, it would seem that the whole problem is the Moyach and the Krumshal Moyach. That's our only problem. The problem is the Moyach and the Krumshal Moyach. Mash Mleos Elam Yishum Krumshal Moyach. The Krumshal Moyach, Sheyesh Baidav, Ulchein Gam HaMoyach Osa, Shemizbashal Bedam HaKrum. That's the whole problem, because Lamaise, the Moyach is in the skull, and the skull is like a pot, like a kedera, and you have the Krum Shel Moyach is cooking in the skull, unless it's placed properly, so then there'll be Midav Dama, but like that else will be, then the Moyach will be yours. Avol Talnagoilis Taleka Lamei Mahochi. It could be also the same thing. Talnagoilis, the Eishu Shoev, everything. Shoev. V'nire de gam chutim shebelechi. We learned yesterday the chutim shebelechi asurim. Umlei chotchon mitchila. Shegam heim asurim mishim dam kedi yom alakam. He didn't cut out the chutim. So it's also. Shegam heim asurim mishim dam kedi yom alakam. So the Yisra Brochis, why the Tosis, bring the kam on. We just learned it yesterday that Tzadikim Olam Adal said the Chutim Shal Alechi did Loya Zosar Al Tzav. Fine. Zot to Gemara Vayta. Oma Rav Yehuda Oma Shmur Shnei Gidim Heim Hapnimi Samuch Leetzem Osar V'chayoven Olo Chitzayin Samuch Lebosar Osar V'ein Chayoven Olo. Now, we have a picture, we saw already once this picture, but the Sichas Chulin has again this picture, and in the article you have in the beginning of the Perek, he also has this picture. So we can see the picture in the Sichas Chulin, this is on Tzadik Gimel, Omid Beit, and after, I mean, this is a Tak Tesbo. So, before we'll see the Gemara, let's just study the picture. We have over here on the left, we have a long git that's on the left of the Kuyas Yerech, and that Somuch Le'etzem, the Etzem Ha'alya, that's the Hanke, that's the hip bone, that the Kuyas Yerech, that the Kuyas Yerech sticks in. And we have the Shaykin in. So the Kulis Ayach sticks into this Etzem Ha'alya. So the Pnimi, we're speaking about the Gid Apnimi. So let's just look at Apnimi Samuch La'etzem. That Samuch La'etzem that goes over the Etzem. Gid Ha'oruch V'hu B'tzad Pnimi Shal Yerich. This is on the Tzad Pnimi Shal Yerich. Fine. And the Gid Achitzoin is on the right side of the Yerech. We see how it goes down. Here's Lechayre with the Etzem Ha'aliyah. It's not like the Gid Apnimi Mamish rests on the Etzem Ha'aliyah. The Gid Achitzoin is Lechayre away from the Etzem Ha'aliyah, and it goes. Goes into the Basa, that's the dotted line, Mustam, on the other side, goes into the other line by the Shufi, which is the Basa, that's the Kafa Yerech, and it goes over there, and then it ends much earlier than the Gid Hapnimi. We'll see the Gid Hapnimi goes all the way down. So this is, now we know a little bit what the Gid Achitzin is, what the Gid Hapnimi is. Okay, now let us see the Gemara and Rashi, and then we'll perhaps understand the Gemara better. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Shnei Gidim Hei. There are two Gidim. Hapnimi Samach Le'etzem Oso V'chayov Nolo. The Pnimi is Samach Le'etzem, that's Etzem Ha'alya. V'chayov Nolo, that's Oso Minatayre. Chitzain samuch lebosso, samuch to the bosso, it's not samuch to the etzem ha'alye. Also, ve'ein chayov another. Let us see Rashi so far. So Rashi says, pnimi, git ha'oruch, v'hu b'tzad pnimi shal yerech. This is the tzad pnimi shal yerech. So Rashi, before, when we had this Gemara before Tzadik Aleph, Amad Aleph, so Rashi translated Tzad Pnimi Shal Yerech. Rashi said that when the two back feet are facing together, so the Tzad that faces the other foot, that's the Tzad Pnimi Shal Yerech. The inside Tzad of the Yerech. That's how Rashi said Pshat over there. With the picture you can't see anything. But Al Kaponim, we had mentioned then the Tmunei Cholos Moira, the Metzius is not like that. Okay, but Al Kaponim, that's how Rashi said, Pshat, it is the Tzad Pnimi Shal Yerech. Gid Ha'orech Vu B'Tzad Pnimi Shal Yerech. Chitzoin, Gid HaKotzer, this is a Gid HaKotzer, Shebesoif HaShufi, this is towards the end of the Shufi, which is the Kaf. L'Rochboi, it goes in the Reichev of the Shufi, and that's the picture over here. This is the Tzad Chitzin of the Yerech. This is on the outside side of the Yerech. Fine. So, Bekitza, what did Rav Yudah Meshmul said? The Pnimi that Osmin HaTayre, Samach La'etzem, the Chitzin that Samach La'boso, is also. Ben Chayav Nolo. Frek the Gemore, Vosanye, we learned Pnimi Samach Labosa. You said the Pnimi is Samach La'etzem. We learned in a baraisa tzomach labosa. Omar Rav Acher, Omar Rav Kahane, itludi miklit. So let us see Rashi. Vosanye pnimi kori muvla babosa. So here from Rashi it would seem that the baraisa said, you know why it's called pnimi? Because it's muvla babosa. You said it's tzomach la'etzem. And we learned that Baraisa it's called Pnimi because it's Mubla Bebosa, it's in the Bosa. So the Gemara answers, Akludi Miklat. Oisai Gita Oroch is Samoch Le'etzem. It starts off by the Etzem. Ve'choyze Ve'nichnas Bebosa. Then later it goes into the Bosa. Vosam Kogolei Samoch Le'bosa. So the Baraisa that says that the Pnimi is Samach Labosa, is speaking about later. So let us look in the Sichas Chulin. He has, let's look at the left side, Vasanya, Pnimi, Samach Labosa, that's this Chalik of the Pnimi, Samach Labosa, it's called Samach Labosa because it's Mug Labosa. So the Gemara answers, Ikluki Miklid, Loshin Mavteich HaNichnas Pepeisachas, that later, that means it goes over the Etzem. And then later, it goes into the Bosa. Loshen Mavteach HaNichnas BePesachas. And there, if we look on the side, there are two Mahalchim, how to learn Pshat, when it goes into the Bosa. It goes into the Bosa still in the Shufi, or it goes into the Bosa later by the Shoik. We're talking about the Gid HaPnimi goes into the Bosa, it's Mubla LaBosa. So Mamele, when it's Samach LaShoik, that's called Samach LaBosa, or it's in the Shufi. That's the two, Ikludi Miklid. By Ikludi Miklid, we have the Sichas Chulon, you see there's two arrows. There's a Machloikis when it goes into the Bosa. If it goes into the Bosa, it's still not by the Shufi, which is Samach LaYerech. Or does it go into the Bosa later when it's Samach L'Shoik? But Al-Kaponim, the Tana called it Pnimi Nivla B'Bosa because there's a time that it enters the Bosa Take. It starts out, it starts by the Etzem, and it enters the Bosa. So maybe it's no Kasha on Shmuel. Let us see what Rashi says. Vasanya Pnimi Kori Mubla B'Bosa. It's called Pnimi because it's Mubla B'Bosa. So the Gemara says, Akludi Miklet. Oy say Gita Oroch, that starts from the Etzem, Choyze Venichnas Bebosa, then it goes into the Bosa. Bahosom, and on that massive Korale Samach Bebosa. Akludi Loshin Mavteyach Anichnas Bepesachas. It's like a key that you stick into a lock. The Mamela, so some you see the outside of the key and the inside sticks into the lock. So Mamela, this is the same thing. It's from the Haskola, it's outside, it's over the bone. And then later it gets Nivla and the boss. No steer to Shmu. Direct the Gemore, Vosanye, Chitzoin, Asomoch, Leetzem. We learned another Baraisa. We learned a baraisa that the chitzain is samuch le'etzem. So that the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Yehuda, heichi de pori tapchi. That's when pori tapchi. Now let us see Rashi. Vasanya de chitzain kori samuch le'etzem. De mashme golihu ve'enoi muvla bebosa. It's not muvla bebosa, it's golihu. And Shmuel said, Chitzoin Samoch Lebosa also. And there it says, it's also in Chayavan Olam. And here it says, the Chitzoin is Samoch Le'etzem, not Samoch Lebosa. So this is a problem. Now the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Yehuda, Heichi Depori Tabchi. When the Tabochim cut off the Yerech, have a gluya, really it's Samach Labosa.
But when they'll separate the Yerech from the Alya, Avigluye b'mokim tacha Yerech, when you'll cut, that means when it's on the behemoth, it's not samuch la'etzem. Avigluye b'mokim tacha Yerech, but when you'll cut the Yerech, kshenechteches, when the Yerech is cut off, nifreshes mina Alya, and it's nifresh from the Alya, Aviroish oisoi git mechuba lebuka shel kulya, then it's attached to the book of the kulya, kach shemati. Is ledavoini, from looking at the picture, I don't see when you cut off the yerech, so I don't know where it gets to the buka shel kulya, from the way he made the picture, it's far away from the kulya. Maybe it still can touch the etzem ha'aliyah in some place, but the buka shel kulya is very unclear. The way this picture is made, that where this gidah hitzain is, when you cut it, you see it, after you cut it, avi roish oisei gid, mechuba lebuka shel kulya kach shemat. According to the picture, I don't understand it too well. But al kaponim, that's this gemara. Yes. Idma. Now, anu sugya. Tabach shenimtza chelev acha. Yeva tabach, that means a person is buying by a butcher, and after, so the tabach is supposed to be menakya the bosa. And I buy bosa from the tabach. It says on the window, bosa kosher, and I buy from the tabach, shenimtza chelev achav, and I buy it and I see this chelev there. So I see that the tabach did not do a proper job of niko. It's a machlokes. Rav Yehuda Omar b'kisoyre. If you see amount of chelev, the size of a barley, you will see it's no good. It's no good for this tabach. Rabbi Yochanan Omar b'kizayit. Rabbi Yochanan says b'kizayit. Omar Rav Pope, so l'chore, it's a machlokes. Omar Rav Pope, v'loy pligi. Rav Pope says v'loy pligi. Kan lal koisoi, kan l'ovloi. That means like this. If you find a kizayit chaylev on the meat you bought, then you'll give him alkes barabim. We can't accept such a thing. We'll give him malchus barab. Kan lahaviroi. But if we found a kisoire of chelev, no. So then we shut the store, we take off the hechsher, but we won't give him malchus. That, our Papa said, so there's no machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yehuda. Now the marshal learns as follows. Mar Zutra Omar, he's chaylik on Rav Pope. Rav Pope said that there's no machloikis between Rav Yehuda and Rav Yochanan, and one is speaking about Malkis, and one is speaking about Habore. Mar Zutra Omar, no. They're speaking, there's no chaylik, either they're speaking about Malkis, both of them are speaking about Malkis, or both are speaking about Habore. But and there's also no machloikis, but not the way Rapapa said. There's no difference. No, the machloikis is that what each one mentioned a different shir. Kisa'oira b'mokim echad. If you find a sa'oira, the size of a sa'oira of chelev, that's b'mokim echad. If you'll find three pieces of chelev and they'll add up to a sa'oira, then you don't do anything. I mean, this is very minute already. Kezayis afilu bebeis v'gimul makaymus. But if you find a kezayis of chelev, so that afilu bebeis v'gimul makaymus, that's come already. There was so much chelev in that was left over. Kezayis afilu is in three places. It's he also a manishim. Ve'hilchese like a puppet. Lal koisoi bekezayis, la obroi bekesoiro. That, for Malkis is bekezayis, la obroi bekesoiro.
Let us see Rashi. Tabach shenimtza achav chelet, derech ha-tabach, v'naker ha-bosar. The tabach is the one that's v'naker the bosar. L'alkoisoi b'kizayis, ha-obroi b'kisoira. Before we go further, I'd like to learn with the Olam Agos Oshri. There's Agos Oshri here that elaborates a little l'alkoisoi, l'obroi. Here's the Agos Oshri. We'd already seen the end of the Gos Oshri, but that was in the beginning of the Gos Oshri. The Gos Oshri is here in the Dafei Horosh, it's Kuf Ayin Zayin Amid Beis. Kuf Ayin Zayin Amid Beis, we have a Gos Oshri. Kuf Ayin Zayin Amid Beis, the second Gos Oshri, Kosov Ravio. Nimtza Achov Kizayis. If you found a Kizayis, Afilu Bishnaima Bishloishim Ekoimis, Malkinele, you give him Malkis. Vigam Maviran, Mavrinon, and you take off the Heksha, he's out of business. Achi Kabul Olov Din Shemayim, or he's a Kabul of Din Shemayim, Achi Yisakin Avusoi Alpi Talmud Choch. Venire, sheyesh lahachiv olo bebeis haknesses, sheini, vachamishi, vishaini, ploini, that three times in shul, I said, ploini, hatabach, eviru, meum nosoi, uvibnei, shenimsa achov, chelav kisoira. You take him out of business already if you found a chelav kisoira. So this is announced, sheini, chamishi, vishaini, barabim, that we cannot purchase from him anymore. He's not trustworthy. V'yi chodesh yomim, and we wait a month. Shlo yasek b'munasai, for a month he's jobless. I'll compose him not this job. V'la'acha chodesh yomim, after a month, yobay eitzol tamet chochem, shebi'iroi, a yir asomach liroi, someone that's close, V'yoymar kach v'kach asisi v'chotosi v'toyani ala rishoynis v'yitna loy hadin l'fi roi seinem. If someone will give him a punishment, a knas, that what they decide to do. V'achar kach yachizu bebeis haknesses ploini hatabach shevarnu b'bnei shenimtza achrov chelev kisoyre. Kvar toho, he was nischaret, amaisa roze, vikibol olov mashe tzivot amot chochom, mikan ve'elech, mikan ve'holo, taksi, haksi reyu lo monose, reyu nemen lishmech olov kevarishayin. Ve'koidem she yishmu hachos azu be'beis haknesses, but before they called us out the beis haknesses, ain lishmech olov. That's by a kisoyra. Vim nimtza achrov kizayis. If they found a kizayis, what? Is hoyu malkin oisoy berabim bebeis haknesses? This malkis was berabim bebeis haknesses. Ula acher hamalkis yoimer ba'atmoy bekol rom. Ani lo kisi. Mivnei shenimtza achrai kizayis chelev bakil kameishe kosav. That, so you hear this is a hisrashlus in the nikah. He sold meat, said bosa kosher, and there was not a proper nikah, there was left over a kizayis of chelev, so then it's malkinoi se berabim, and he says berabim, that's why I got the malkin. Avol! Im moicher chalovim becheska shumen. For what? This is not a ischashlus. This is amazing. He went and he sold fat. He says this is shumen. Oy treifis becheskas ksheiret. Or he's selling treifis becheskas ksheiret. Is machmerin in all of tvei. This is not what Agimor is speaking about. This is much more chomo. Mimnei shehu meizit. וצריך לקבל דין בפני תמידי חכמים. ואפילו הוכי, ותל לו מה תדעו, ולא הוכי לא יסמכין להשכשורי בדהם, we won't be מחשם any more to sell, אפילו לא יעשי שכם בני למכר הגויסים לא ישבקין אליי. We won't even be able to sell nuts. He's out of business now. He had a store, and he was marshal people with the store, so now we won't even permit him to sell nuts. I should give him that he will go to Mokke, that he will not know him. And then, the Yachzer Aveda, with the Chashyode, with the Bechoshe, will see that there was a big hepsid, and he was Machzer Aveda, and she is in Trefe, with the Chashyode, with the Bechoshe, ומישלוי. Okay. That's על כפונם הגמורת. Now let's go a little further. We had in the Mishnah, let's see Taisvis, שני גידם הם, כאן פרש וקונטרס תקורי לפנימי, משום דמוב לה הרבה עד סומך לעצם, חיצי משום דסומך לבוס לבין הם מוב לכל כך, If no, the Masho says he doesn't see this in our Rashi. But a Shpirk and Pirish bin Yenach. And then Rashi said, Pnimi is called because the Bein HaBein HaRaglayim, Chitzin, or something else. Bein HaPirish Rashi Shalot, and then I am Masho. We had in the Mishnah, let's just look back in the Mishnah for 1 minute. We had in the Mishnah like this. The end of the Mishnah says, Ve'ein atabochim nemonim al gida noshe, Dibre Rabbi Meir. V'chachomim oimrem, Nemonim olov v'yalachim. So what does Rashi say? Just let's see Rashi in the Mishnah. Ve'ein atabochim nemonim loima netanua, Mibnei shetoyrechu lahem, Lachat etacho, So lachere, The Meir holds that you have to be mechatet acha. It's a big tirche to take out all the remnants of the Gid HaNoshe, so you can't trust the tabach on the Gid HaNoshe. Let us see Rashi. Let's see the Gemara. Ein atabochim nemon. Omar Rabchiye Barabe, Omar Rabbi Yechanim, Chozru Loimer nemonim. Later they paskin that the tabochim are nemonim. Omar Rav Nachman Achshir Dori? The Dori became more frum than before? So the Gemara says, no, it's not Achshir Dori. Mikori Tavisovri lo kerameya. They have him a hemne. The beginning they paskin like Rameya. So that you need chitut, some emele, some lavim emni. But later they held like Rabbi Yehuda, so they said nemon. So it's going on the ratio. So in the beginning they paskin like Rameya. Later they paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Achshir Dori, let's see Rashi, Demidekoma, Chosru Loima, Michlal, Demikora, Vekaimolon, Kerameya, Amarei Nemonim, Chosru Loima, Nemonim, Chosru Loima, Vechi Achshir Dori, Bitmiya, you think that the Tabochim became more Elech, Tatsicha Namestaba. The Mos says, Kerameya, The beginning they held like Rameya the boy Chaticha, the Trichelo Mills, like Mahemni. V'tzorach liv day tachim, so each person who purchases has to go and look to see that the gid was taken out properly. Later, they paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no din Chaticha, smela, and that you can trust them. Ike demasni lo aseifa. Others learned that Chozru Loimer is going on the safe. The Chachamim Oimrim Nemonim Olov Alachelov. That's Omar Rabchiye Barabe, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Chaz v'loyma einamon. First they said, Chamim say namonim, and later they paskin Chaz v'loyma einamonim. Amar Rav Nachman, Bizman hazeh namonim. Chaz v'loyma einamonim. Amar Rav Nachman, Bizman hazeh namonim. Man as there the name. Rest the Gemara Achshir Dori. Achshir Dori that means that Chosru Loim ain't a money. So now we say a money. So the Gemara answers as follows. Mikore Sabrua Kerab Yehuda. Hodo Sabrua Kerab Meir. Hamed the Havid the Hiru the Rabbi Yehuda, my Mehemni. Fahashted and Shiuel the Rabbi Yehuda, Mehemni. Amore the Kigamore. Let us see Rashi. Took Rashi. Mikore Sabru Loki Rabbi Yehuda. In the beginning, the Dawah says in the Mishnah of Chachomim Maimrim, they held like Rabbi Yehuda. Lafika Amur Chachomim demonim. So you nemon because you don't need chatite. So me male it's nemon. It's not a big deal. Well, the besayif sabri, the boy chatite. But omre ain't nemon. So they help like a meyer. You need chatite. So it's ain't nemon. Then later, Rav Nachman said, bizman hazeh nemon. So the Gemara says, what pshat bizman hazeh nemon? I mean, we partner like a meyer, bizman hazeh nemon. So the Gemara says as follows. וקאמו דהבי דחירי לרב יהודם וגרירי באסרי אמרי אין אמון משום דסבירה לא כרמיה בזמן הזה דן שבילה את רב יהודה בורסה כאמיני כרמיה אמרו נמונים אמר די כרשי אמר די כזך that we're going on the safe of the Mishnah Chacham and hold Nemonim the Tabochim on Nemon because They held Nemonim because you pass on like Rabbi Yehuda, you don't need Chatite, so therefore it's Nemon. Chazru Loima, then these Chachomim said, no, ain't Nemonim, because we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda, ain't Nemonim. So Rabbi Nachman said, but now is Nemonim, now is Nemonim. So Moses, why is now Nemonim? So Pshat is like this. So Pshat is, Bizman, du was atkufe, That the Chachamim passed like Rabbi Yehuda. You don't need Chatite. Right? Everything is kosher. Namon. Then later, the Chachamim were chayzer, we passed like Rabbi Yehuda. Need Chatite. So there's all signs, all Rabbi Yisai, you have to make Chatite, thus and thus. Now, the Tabochim, you have to understand two things. It's a hard thing to do. It's a tirche. It's when Adam Godel, Rabbi Yehuda, that says you don't need it. Till now, we were going like Rabbi Yehuda. My place is very good. But Lamaise, the Tabochim did not take it too serious. They always said, Yesh lo no lismecha Rabbi Yehuda. So it's been getan. I mean, till now, find the Yidna Mazayim. That's how they ate the Yerech without Chatite. They're machma, let them be machma. I won't kill myself to make Chatite. So Memele in that Kufa, so they said, Ain't Memele. Because, I mean, you can't trust the Tabochim. But as the Doris progressed, the Mamela, now every time, I mean, so the new butchers don't know Bechlal about Rabbi Yehuda. They don't know about Rabbi Yehuda. They know you have to make Chatite. So if they know you have to make Chatite, so they have nothing what to be saying, they were brought up that you have to make Chatite. So now they're Nemonim. Now they're Nemonim. That's Tan Rashi. Rashi says, "V'kama David the Chiri lid Rabbi the Kozman the butchers remembered Rabbi Yehuda the Griri Basre, and they were nigger. Rabbi Yehuda said, 'You don't have to make chatita. Omri ain't the morning.' So the Chama said, 'We can't rely on them. Mishum the Svira long kerameya. You have to make chatita, and you can't trust these butchers because these butchers are same Rabbi Yehuda." Or bezman hazeh and shiur lid Rabbi Yehuda, but now they forgot about it. Rabbi Yehuda's stuck now. Says ain't you feel geborim that you make chatite? Vulsa kemini kerameya. Amru nemones. If they say they make chatite, then now. Rabbi Kevega asks some meyer dike kasha. Rabbi Kevega asks Rav Meir holds, forget about Rav Yehuda, Rav Meir holds, since it's a tirche, it's ein emonim. Because of Rav Yehuda, Rav Meir holds, it's a big tirche, you can't trust them. So, was geht mir wrong, but now they forgot about Rav Yehuda. Rav Meir was also going without Rav Yehuda. Rav Meir said, since you need chatzitza, it's ein emonim. Look to Gemara weiter. Bala Chayla. It says in the Mishnah, Nemonim Olov on the Gida Noshe, Ba'ala Chayla. The Nemon on the Chayla. So the Gemara says, Chayla Mandach HaShmei. Ramei is talking about the Gida. And Rabbi Yehuda says, Nemonim ala gid, ba'ala chayl. So who's talking about chayl? Hachi kama. Hey, Nemonim ala, ba'ala chayl. Rameyah meant to say, you're not Nemon on the chayl. Also, Chachamimimrim, Nemonim ala, ba'ala chayl. Hachi kama Rameyah. Hey, Nemonim loy ala, loy ala chayl. Mishum shatayrach ulam, it's a tayrach. What does he taste with? The taste with the Nemonim Olov ala Chayluk, this is going on the Mishnah. The Stam Chayluk Ayri, we're speaking about Stam Chayluk. The Chelboy shall give Shori Rabbi Yehuda Legamri. Loishayich lemeima bein nemonis kedeperashti taisen before said that Chelbei shall give machlekes Rabbi Yehuda Rameya. Rabbi Yehuda holds its mutta period. And Rameya holds shmul said it's mutta minata and osmin rabonis. So you can't say nemonim according to Rabbi Yehuda because Rabbi Yehuda holds its mutta. Oy, the I bechel of the Gidairi, Avalay Lakshuye me masnisn the Shmuel, the Shori, the Divrei Hakol, the Gemara before, that we hear the memory of Shmuel, that Shmuel said, everyone holds, that Chelboy shall give his mutter, Vahoka also the Divrei Hakol, and here it says, Nitnamonim, Yonamonim, advice is it's also. But the Gemara should have brought up the Mishnah. Va'oi da'hav aloi l'meima, olov va'al chelboi. Monim olov va'al chelboi, the chelob of the Gid, the chelob of the Gid. Olov is stam chelob. It's speaking about stam chelob, not chelboi the Gid. Upligi, listen to my leg. Ramei Yosova. Dein Nemonim begid, so it's talking about Stam Chayl. Dein Nemonim begid Anoshe, Betzor Chatiche, Gid Anoshe Nitchatite, Vike Tirche, Bechelev Nami, Af Al Gav, Deleke Tirche, Kuli Hai, by Chelev, is not such a Tirche, the Chelev Asurit, is not doing it to Gid, you don't need Chatiche, you can slap it off. My Gid, Chmivale, Shaloi Laminu, that you don't trust it. You don't trust the Tabach, Kimen the Chomor Isurei, the Ike Beinami Tilche, the Kach Einamon. So Taisu says the logic of Ramea was like this. Ramea, first by Gid, you can't believe the Tabach. Because Gid is a Shekel Chatiche, you can't believe the Tabach. They extended this Halacha by Chaylevo. Now, by Chelev, really, the Tirche is not as great as by Giz, but Chelev has another problem. We're speaking about a Chiyav Kodesh. So, since there is a Tirche, and there's a Chiyav Kodesh, so Chazal, that made the din that ain't among him by Giz, they extended the din to Chelev also. That's the Svar of Rameya. Kach ain't among him. Oh, the Rabbi Yehuda, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, Namonim Begid, Mishum Dleboi Elegmime, Begid is Tamazoid, there's no problem. But Chelev Nami, Afal Gav, the Ike Beitirche, Tveime Begid, it is more Tirche, That means to create an iser and chaylev, even though there's more tirche, the tirche is not ekvel. Tirche is not ekvel. According to Rameya, there was already a gzeire, you don't believe them on gid. So the gzeire extended to chaylev, even though mitzad the tirche, there'd be a mokim to believe them, but they were mitzarev to chaymer iser, to be mamshech the inner monas of gid and chaylev. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, that they were mammon and gid, because it's not Isra whatsoever, they did not make a new Isra and Chaylev. That's the machlokes. Chazru loymen amonim, agid koi vloya Chaylev. Chaylev man de charshmei. So the Gemara asks, who's talking about Chaylev? Ve'el de koma Rabbi Yehuda, ein noyeg bishliu, ve'chel boi mutter, by pore khachi mishum bechel by muta milsa bape nafshi in the pore shmu. This is something else, and bechel by muta is something new. This is going on the chaylev of the git. That's what shmu said, and this is a new thing. Because this is another muskin. Going according to everyone. Avalhoche Milsi, Kidamashmu, Avalhoche Chodem Milsi, Nemonim Allah Valachela, the Nemonim Koi Atavayu. It's Nemon and the Gid and and the Chela. A Mashe, Mashmet the Vayu, Kosi Lefugia later Ameya. So the Gemara Rameya Bechlau didn't talk about Chelboy. The Gemara says, no, Rameya Taka asked us, I had to tell Hel. That is not Lemon and the Chaylev also.